This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
With Lance Pry.
Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after a suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Let's get a border update. Tim Berg reports.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S.-Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As NASCAR heads into Bristol, Tennessee this weekend, history will be made. It's the first dirt race for the NASCAR Cup Series in over 50 years. Driver Kyle Busch on Motor Racing Network explains how his past dirt racing experiences will help this weekend.
Those cars are not even close to what we're going to run. So it's just a matter of figuring out the track and feeling the track and getting some visuals, you know, the white line that we're running around is not the same white line that I'm always used to running around at Bristol. So it's definitely different, and just trying to learn and see exactly what the racetrack feels like. And I've driven those cars before, but nowhere close to anywhere like Bristol. The biggest, fastest place I've been on with those is Eldora. And so just trying to remember what the grip level was at Eldora and trying to remember what the grip level is at Bristol, and then, you know, trying to think about what a cup car would feel like. So the cars aren't even close where I'm learning anything really.
Track crews put down 23,000 yards of dirt on the Bristol Motor Speedway surface, turning it from a half-mile 30-degree banked concrete oval to a half-mile 19-degree red clay oval. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. 14 games today as Major League Baseball spring training continues. The late game has the Padres and Giants going at it at 10:05 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. Great to have Rick Manning with us. Yes, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got a lot going on. I'm still here on the West Coast, so getting ready to make the jump to the Hawaiian Islands. Looking forward to seeing the daughter unit and the grandkids and son-in-law. Meanwhile, we're keeping an eye on everything that's COVID. Got to go in, take the COVID test today because I have to take it a certain hour, you know, several hours before. And, you know, Hawaii's been having, its continuing issues with COVID as some other states have done. The draconian mindset is hard to break, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's amazing how going from Florida and California to Hawaii, you get almost like the entire spectrum.
Yes.
California is slightly less locked down than Hawaii. Mm-hmm. But for the longest time, Hawaii, you could travel there, but you weren't allowed to leave your hotel, which kind of defeats the purpose of going to Hawaii.
Exactly.
But it's why Hawaii has the highest unemployment rate in the nation right now. It's because the islands depend upon tourism, which is going to be down anyway. And then on top of that, the strictures that the government there put on for COVID have been so draconian that anybody who ventured to Hawaii didn't find it to be a very fun experience.
No aloha.
It's really nice to look at pictures of the Hana Road.
Exactly. They lost their aloha in the process. The other thing that was really nuts, Rick, I don't know if you're aware of this, they shut down all the islands except for Oahu. And Oahu was where they had the big spikes. The numbers are off the charts in terms of infections because they left Oahu open. Now, why did they leave Oahu open? I'll let you think about that for just a moment. It's obvious. It's that whole deal. You just follow the money and the people who bring the money. Well, these are the people that were kind of, you know, inadvertently maybe spreading the disease anyway. So Hawaii, here they were draconian and all these other in other parts of the island, different islands. But yet Oahu, they left wide open and it created a super spreader. I mean, it's almost as idiotic as what happened in New York.
Yeah, well, it's hard to match New York, where they deliberately injected COVID into the system where the most vulnerable people lived. But, you know, the fact is Hawaii is, that's where the most of the people are. The irony is that most people bounce through Honolulu to go to Maui or Kauai or, or other islands. But, you know, the 1-2 days they spend on Oahu was the, is basically because that's where you can land when you're flying from the mainland. Mm-hmm. But it's a, Hawaii's got an example, you know, it's an island. Yes. So any of the, you know, the infection had to be imported, and they figured they could eliminate the importation of it by basically shutting everything down.
Mm.
And then they said, well, that's not working. So then they pushed it. They allowed Oahu to be at least accepting visitors, at which point, you know, needless to say, that's where they found their biggest problem. So.
Right, exactly. They, well, this is a state that's represented by Mazie Hirono. So what did that tell you?
I have to tell you, man, this is getting really weird in Washington. You say Mazie Hirono, and this was what we're planning on talking about. But her and Tammy Duckworth have told the administration they're not voting for any more white nominees. They just said, we're not voting for any more white nominees. We'll vote for LGBTQ, and we'll vote for minorities. And they're doing it because they believe the Biden administration has ignored Asian Pacific Islander nominees. And it's let me tell you, if they can't get to those two votes on the Democrat side for somebody like Samantha Powers at USAID, we can beat her.
Right.
So it is and for those who don't remember, Samantha Powers is the one who, as the UN, she was a UN ambassador for Obama, who managed to unmask 250 people.
Because that position was so critical that she needed to have the authority to do that, right?
And that's what she did. She's staunchly anti-Israel. She is a disaster in every way. And, you know, she's one of those recycle bureaucrats who's, you know, one of the lefty party types, but then, you know, gets in and does great damage when they get into positions of power. And we can beat her if she's not getting Hirono and Tammy Duckworth both in the Senate. And so this opens a huge opportunity for Republicans to play hardball and to knock out some of the worst nominees.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, we'll have to see how that plays out because, you know, the Democrats are swinging a big stick these days. And, of course, you know, after what's happened recently with these two shootings, boy, they're going to be coming after our guns big time.
100%. You know, nobody there sees the irony that they don't believe there's a wall doesn't good, yet they built a wall around the Capitol. And they don't believe guns are good for self-protection, yet they've got people armed to the teeth and want the National Guard standing around the Capitol.
Right.
So somehow, for the rest of us, no, we're not allowed to protect ourselves and here in America. But, the effete elites who we've managed to send to Congress are believing that they need to be in a walled castle to defend themselves against the serfs.
Right.
And we just have to beat this. You know, the Manchin came out against the House bill that passed, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Remember, he supported a piece of legislation that was pretty bad. Last Congress, it didn't pass. So his name was on it. So he's not going to stand firm and beat everything. But it is a, it gets pretty bad when your hope of staving off craziness is a guy who introduced bad legislation last year.
Exactly.
But that's where we're at. Think about this bill, and you probably remember, I spent 9 years as a state lobbyist for National Rifle Association, so this is an issue that I know a little bit about, and I have, you know, it's a hard issue for me.
Right.
Here's what they're saying, okay? A guy who, it's being reported today, had ISIS sympathies, who was imported from Syria when he was 3 years old, 22 years ago, and apparently hates America. Walks into up to a grocery store, shoots people in the parking lot, and by all accounts, didn't just randomly shoot, but went up and then shot them again and again while they were on the ground. And then goes into the store and shoots some more people. 10 people die. This guy comes out with merely a wound to his leg.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Islamic. And he's a terrorist, so he's an Islamic terrorist by every definition.
Right.
And yet, I don't see the Democrats saying, gee, we need to get to the bottom of which mosque radicalized him. I don't see them saying this is a massive problem where we need to put more surveillance on mosques. I don't see them saying they should shut down mosques. No. These guys say, well, you know, he used a gun, so we have to go and we want to ban guns.
And he's probably mostly white.
How does that make sense?
Exactly.
How does that make any sense?
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Thailand has done well in avoiding the impact of the COVID-19 health crisis, but they're still suffering uncertainty. It's just one of the many countries experiencing the financial ramifications of fewer foreign visitors and lost tourism income. Through radio broadcasts and media players, the Tide Ministry is bringing hope to Thai listeners who feel unsafe and afraid because their economy is collapsing. As Christians, we have the assurance that comes through our hope in Jesus, and it's our responsibility to encourage others to put their hope in Christ. Thailand is one of multiple countries on 3 continents where the Tide Ministry broadcasts gospel programming. Our daily Bible studies and sermons air in 30 local languages across multiple regions around the globe. And you can learn more about how the Tide Ministry is encouraging listeners throughout the COVID-19 pandemic by visiting thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
You know, so often that we think maybe things have changed. It's just more of the same. It's just been reworked and brought up into the modern era. We're still beholden, and the government has got us to where we're beholden to them. But I don't know about you, but I've about had it with these well-meaning progressives. I'm not even sure if well-meaning is even appropriate adjective. That are well protected, as Rick Manning said. They're well protected by their bodyguards. They have guns around them, and they're the first ones to come forth, Rick, and say, "Hey, everybody needs to get rid of their guns." Like, yeah. Oh, okay, so you're going to be the only one protected here. Okay, that's we get that. We see where you're going with this.
Well, what's more, think about this. They don't go and do anything about Antifa. We know that in L.A. County, the DA there has dropped all the felony charges against rioters in L.A., causing the sheriff to just go nuts in terms of protesting.
Well, following the lead of a vice president, who bailed him out.
President.
Sure, exactly. I'm vice president of the United States. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking vice president of some, pizza joint. We're talking Vice President of the United States who liberated Antifa, and then you want to talk about law and order. You got to be kidding me.
Well, they want to talk about taking away people's guns.
Yes.
At a time when the Antifa and the cancel culture go into people's front yards and invaded Tucker Carlson's personal home, at the time when they have no compunction whatsoever to harass your family. At that point, that's when we're going to say to people, give up your, we're going to force you to give up your ability to defend yourself and defend your home.
Right.
I'm sorry, but that's there is absolutely zero sense to that. But what's more, this is no longer going to be people who are hardcore Second Amendment people are saying out of my cold dead hands.
Yes.
This is going to be average people who sit there, look around and say, I have to protect my family. I really don't care what they tell me in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Rick, I mean, they are dangerously close to this moment in time where there could be that confrontation. What will happen?
Well, that confrontation needs to be avoided as much as possible. But
well, you
here's
think?
What's going
yeah.
the way that here's where I think it actually happens. And it seems strange, but it's the one thing that is compulsory but is really voluntary because of volume is the income tax. Mm-hmm. And at some point, people are going to say, I'm not participating anymore. Now, they say, I'm going to put the maximum of deductions on my payroll so they take as little money out as possible, mm-hmm. but I'm not sending them any more tax dollars to do this stuff and to attack my freedom. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, if 50 people do it, they all get arrested and a show trial occurs.
Right.
But when 5 million people do it, they don't have the ability to enforce the law. And so it's just a matter of volume. And at some point, this won't happen because of something organized. It'll happen because a whole bunch of people independently say, not my government, not supporting it, and walk away.
Right.
And that's really when it's dangerous, because at that point, there is no government in the United States. And this is the world we're living in right now. They're breaking down that social bond, that fabric of society that binds us together in terms of the United States of America. At the same time, the Chinese come to our shores, come to Anchorage, Alaska, and attack the United States for 18 minutes, and the U.S. government representative, the Secretary of State, doesn't offer a defense to the United States in rebuttal, doesn't throw them out of the country. Sits there and says, oh, we're going to have a little meeting, and we're going to come up with a joint statement, as opposed to saying, okay, you've made your point clear. You now go home. Mm-hmm. We're not. There's nothing that's going to be accomplished here, and boot them out of the country. That's the challenge. Our government at the top doesn't believe in our country's right to exist,
mm-hmm.
and yet so they're doing everything they can to rip the last fabric of freedom away. And we have to just tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just say I am not an advocate of civil disobedience in any way, shape, or form in terms of telling the government not doing what the government says. But I do know that when semi-auto bans were done in New Jersey, where it was confiscatory, that, a lot of PVC pipe was purchased and perhaps sealed on both ends and holes dug in backyards and firearms and ammunition stored. Mm-hmm. So because they weren't going to give it to the government. I know that happened. I did not advocate it, but I know that it did happen, and I know that that's happening to some extent in various places around the country. And, you know, it's a...
Well Rick, we've got to find a way to take back our government. I mean, this is the deal. Is the government up for by we the people? And we've lost control of this stuff. I mean, right now...
We have lost control of it.
I mean, everybody is questioning, you know, who's running the government? You know, somebody who's falling down upstairs on a, you know, trying to board a plane... who can barely complete a sentence, hasn't met with the press, and you know, supposedly is going to have a press conference, what, next week maybe, if we're lucky? Still hasn't had a State of the Union, and somebody's going, wait a minute, somebody's got to be pulling the levers here. Who is it? You know, is it Barack Obama's silent third term?
I think that's the most likely scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, the Biden administration admits that they speak with Barack Obama on a very, very regular,
exactly,
multiple times a day basis.
Well, he said this would be his way. He said a long time ago, he was caught on tape saying, you know, the way that he would like to serve a third term is to do it silently, to kind of speak through the microphone and be able to talk into the guy's ear and orchestrate things. He liked this.
Biden was a perfect guy, but remember, the person who Barack Obama supported for president in reality was pushing all along was Kamala.
Right.
So that's the... and while Biden is a, you know, kind of a placeholder, the real objective was to get Kamala Harris there. Mm-hmm.
Now it's the Biden-Harris administration now, right?
Yeah, we changed the Biden administration.
Changed paperwork. Everybody now, this is the way it's pronounced. I guess if you don't, then you're going to end up getting fined or kicked out or something, I guess.
Well, we're in unsettling times. There is some good news, and I need to give some people good news.
Okay.
A number of states are pushing back really, really hard. And while we may have some degree of skepticism about the Supreme Court, I do think that we're going to see the court step up in cases that don't involve the 2016 election. I think we're going to see them
You mean the 2020 election?
2020 election, I'm
right.
sorry.
Right.
The 2020 election. They're going to deal with some election issues that are that really are important. And they're going to start, and I believe they're going to start asserting themselves as an independent branch of government in spite of the threat of packing the court that is being wielded by Chuck Schumer. At some point, they're going to have to step up and just say, you know, we're going to do our job. And quite honestly, if they don't, then quite honestly, we wasted 4 years in getting judges.
Exactly. Well, and then meanwhile, H.R. 1, you know, is close to being passed here, Rick. And H.R. 1 is a codification of all this junk that we had to endure in 2020, basically, because if it was so legit, why do you need H.R. 1?
Yeah, H.R. 1, just get this. State voter ID laws, just think about this one thing. State voter ID laws will become a thing of the past.
Oh, yeah.
States will not be able to have voter ID laws under H.R. 1. States will not be able to have rare absentee ballots. Basically, mail-in voting will exist and be prevalent. There won't be signature verification on any of the mail-in voting. There won't be any ability, there won't be checking of voter registration rolls. You'll have same-day voter registration, so there will be absolutely no rules whatsoever. And that is... And that's just the starting point.
Right, exactly. Well, and then you can look forward to Stacey Abrams as president of the United States, because she's not going to be interested in being governor anymore. She wants the Oval Office. And she's got all these ballots that she's harvested over the years that she's got packed away getting ready to unleash. So get ready for that. Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Always, Rick, appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill. Take care. Bye.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after a suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
I'll tell you, We the People have got to come together, like we were just talking with Rick Manning. We've got to come together to save this republic, ladies and gentlemen, and you can't be looking for somebody else. I mean, this is an all-hands-on-deck kind of thing. You need to activate your citizenship. The elites are happy to take over, and they'll take over everything, whether it's our guns, our money, our property. I mean, this is where this is all heading. I mean, this is very aggressive stuff that's happening right before our eyes, with our eyes wide open. And meanwhile, here we have these threats that we thought we avoided 4 years ago with the election of Donald Trump, when we started to seal up the border and call out those nefarious forces for who they were and who they are and who they continue to be. Like, for example, the communist Chinese. They're not our friends. The Russians are not our friends. Iran are not our friends. They want utter destruction. They want America to be no more. That's flat out it, let me tell you. And we need to realize and seriously respond to that. Otherwise, you know, what's happening right now will continue. Bill Basco joins us now. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. And speaking of which, the HR1 that we mentioned earlier, we've got lots to talk about that. Bill, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing
not worried about HR1.
Yeah, I mean, and HR1 is just it's like just a mounting thing. I mean, at every turn, it's something just so idiotic. You know, this COVID insanity that continues, that's wearing people out, and the amount of suicides that are happening. You know, is the vaccine working? Not working? Why are we being told and given mixed messages? You know, once again. About this stuff, what is it that their disrespect of the common man is such, Bill, that they continue to insult us and they can't be honest with us about this? and they want to continue to keep us blind boxed and begging here.
Well, you know, we've got a hearing that starts in about 25 minutes in the mm-hmm. Senate Rules and Administration Committee on the Senate version of this bill. They call it the For the People Act. They ought to call it the Corrupt Politicians Act, because that's
without
what
a doubt.
It really is.
Exactly.
You know, I'm just going to – there's more than 60 different pieces of legislation that have been wrapped up into this one omnibus bill. It's kind of like, you know, and it federalizes everything. It takes away choice from the states. Think Obamacare for elections, and you've got the idea.
Exactly.
Why
would they – see, this is what astounds me, Bill. I mean, just on that line alone, why would the states be standing with this? I mean, they're neutralizing their power. It's almost like the Electoral College. Just get rid of the Electoral College. Our voice doesn't matter anymore. Let's just go ahead and federalize elections. Go ahead.
You know what's interesting is we're going to have the Matt Warner, the Secretary of State of West Virginia, who oversees election administration in the state of West Virginia, is going to be one of the witnesses. There are two panels today. It'll probably go. This hearing will probably go all day long. So you got the Secretary of State of West Virginia. He's going to testify in opposition to this bill. Keep in mind that this year they introduced this bill last Wednesday, and by Friday they had 49 of the 50 Democrats in the Senate listed as co-sponsors of the bill. So it's a party thing. There's one guy who hasn't put his name on it yet, and we know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin. Joe Manchin, who was Secretary of State of West Virginia before he was Governor of West Virginia, before he was the Senator from West Virginia. He was the Secretary of State of West Virginia. He's looking at this, and he's a little bit skeptical because he recognizes what you just pointed out, that this is a total federal takeover of election administration. It would gut voter ID laws in 35 different states. It would just throw them right out the window. It says you can't ask any longer for a photo ID. You have to offer a photo ID to buy a bottle of liquor. You have to offer a photo ID to cash a check. You have to offer a photo ID to get on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing we do as members of this civil society, cast our vote. We shouldn't be required to prove who we are. For
that's
goodness
absurd.
Sake, that's just ridiculous.
Exactly.
But then it gets even worse. And I'm just going to go straight to what I think may be the single most unpopular piece in this unpopular legislation, and that is welfare for politicians. We're going to use taxpayer funds to pay people to run for office. If you can raise a $200 contribution, the federal government under this legislation would then write you a check for not $200, not $400, but $1,200. It's a 6-to-1 match.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, by definition, that you and I will have our taxpayer dollars used to support the propagation of political speech that you and I oppose.
Exactly.
You and I are conservatives.
Yeah.
We believe in limited government. We believe in individual liberty. That's fine. There are people who don't believe in that, who believe the other thing. They believe in larger government, more government spending, more government control. Guess what? You and I oppose that, and we have every right to oppose that under our First Amendment. But if this legislation becomes law, our tax dollars will be used to support political speech that we oppose. Thomas Jefferson wrote about that back in his day. He said, to compel a man to furnish funds for the propagation of ideas he disbelieves and abhors is sinful and tyrannical. Sinful and tyrannical from the guy
exactly.
who wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And yet that's what Democrats are trying to jam through here. Thomas Jefferson is rolling over in his grave right now.
I'll tell you, no question about it. And other founding fathers who understood this basic of principles, you know, this is why our First Amendment right to free speech is so critical and so foundational. And in its totality, what it represents, free speech. And now you are in a sense, you're impinging on our First Amendment right by forcing us to do this. I mean, look at how often and how long has the unions been fighting this battle? They've been capturing funds from their union members, and the union members have said the same thing. This is not right. We don't support this. And they're, you know, of course, they find a way to compel them to get their money to invest in interest and invest in political projects that are antithetical to their own beliefs.
Oh, absolutely. 2 weeks ago, the House passed a piece of legislation. This is how radical the Democrats' agenda is now. They passed a piece of legislation 2 weeks ago that would overrule 27 states' laws on right to work. There are 27 states. The majority of the states in the country don't require you to join a union as a condition of employment. But if that piece of legislation that passed the House 2 weeks ago gets past the Senate and gets onto the desk of President Biden and he signs it into law, that's going to be out the window. You will, in every state in the union, you will be required to join a union as a condition of employment. You know, again, if you want to join a union, that's fine. Right. I'm all for unions. I'm all for organizations of citizens who have common interests, who decide of their own volition to get together to increase their bargaining power, their leverage. That's fine. But you don't have the right to force somebody to join a union as a condition of employment. What if I decide, you know what, I'm just not a union guy. I just don't want to have part of my paycheck deducted for the purpose of bargaining on my behalf. I think I can bargain just fine on my own with my employer. I can set the terms and conditions of my employment. I can set my own compensation package. I'm fine without a union. Why shouldn't that guy be allowed to exist in a society in the 21st century, for goodness sake?
Well, Bill, look at the union. Look at
Democrat orthodoxy.
Exactly. Well, look at the unions. I mean, if they were really successful, if they were really viable, you would see them in terms of its penetration, in the labor force, the general U.S. labor force. I'm not talking about the political labor force, in the public sector, because they made a smart move. They realized they could not, you know, as far as a private involvement and any kind of success, and they moved away and then, you know, went towards the government, and that's why they've been able to sustain themselves. I mean, because at one point it used to be about 30% of the labor force was involved in unions in the private sector. Now, what are we down to? About 15%? What does that tell you?
I think that's exactly right. And the only portion of the union workforce that's growing is in the public sector employees.
Exactly. Exactly. Right. I mean, because the government continues to hand out, and boy, did they find the mother load. They were able to find that main vein that goes right into our treasury, and here it is. Being progressive that they are, they keep progressing. That's why I keep telling people they just keep moving the ball here. Bill Pasco, Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund Political Director, TPP's man in Washington. Go to teapartypatriots.com for more information. Activate your citizenship. Let your senators, your elected officials know where you stand on these issues. Absolutely imperative.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Okay. Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quickest we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And we've got the one and only Kevin Sorbo. Gosh, Kevin, last time we were together in Nashville, we were just barely watching, you know, the sensitivity of social distancing and hand washing. And a year has gone by. And what have we gone through?
The entire overtake fear. Fear alone.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this has just been absolutely absurd. And as you say, I think we're going to need some, you know, psychological therapy after everything is all said and done for all that the country has endured these past 12 months.
Well, I love the fact they're saying if we can just save one life, it's worth it. And they go, oh, do you know that suicides are up like a lot?
Yes.
You know that like a lot. They're okay with that. And, you know. Reality is, we all know now that really the average age is over 80, right? And the average person that's passing away are people with pre-existing conditions, whether it's obesity, diabetic, previous strokes, previous heart attacks, previous whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy doing to people. I think now, a year later, I think people need to wake up a little bit, and we need to be sensitive for those people that live in that world. Mom, she's 88 years old. If she got exposed to it, yeah, she would have a very high chance of probably dying from it. But it was still a disease that's out there that overall is a 99.7% chance recovery if you get it.
Exactly.
And I'm here to talk about a movie. This movie sort of ties in with it because this, you know, the movie The Girl Who Believes in Miracles really deals with finding faith, finding hope, and finding redemption, and getting away from all this anger and negativity and fear that is controlling people's lives right now. This is the type of movie that will touch people in a way that will hopefully wake them up to say, you know what, enough is enough. The positivity of life instead of the negativity of life.
Exactly. And, of course, being released at a perfect time during the Easter season, it will premiere in theaters nationwide Easter weekend, April the 2nd. And, Kevin, as you say, the message is there, and it's one that I don't know about you, but it's always haunted me in a sense, in a good way, as a challenge, because Jesus himself said, look at the miracles that you see me doing. You're going to even do greater miracles because I'm going to be with the Father in heaven. And I think about that, and the message in this movie is this young girl who listens to the pastor talk about the words of Jesus and says, why not? You know, why shouldn't I believe in such a way that I could move mountains and that I could heal people?
he's not in his 20s or 30s or 40s or beyond anymore, so he hasn't been jaded by the negativity of life. It comes down to the faith of the child. Look, I'm an avid golfer, and they always say putt like a kid because there's not as much fear. You know, these kids are like going, wow, yeah, why not? Why can't I do this? And this girl hears her pastor say, you know, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, which is one of the tiniest seeds in the world that can grow this massive, massive tree, you can move mountains. So she starts to take that to heart and believes in it. She believes in her gut and her heart and her mind and her soul. And so she starts to pray and things start to happen and change people's minds. And I play a character that is a little more negative, and he's more just, he's a doctor who believes in the science and the science only. But, you know, what happens is that more and more things happen that start to change his mind and say, wow, because been around that with doctors saying it's a miracle this person lived that should have died, you know. So I think miracles are out there, but people have become so jaded they just don't pay attention to it anymore because we live in such an impatient world right now that if you can't tell me your life story in 5 seconds, I don't want to talk to you.
Exactly. And Kevin, as you say, miracles are all around us, and yet we're looking for a sign, you know, like the Jews during Jesus' time, you know, just give me a sign and I'll believe. And you go, what more do you need to see, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people take out of seeing this movie. By the way, they need to go to thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. That's thegirlwhobelievesinmiracles.com. It opens each weekend, April 2nd. So I hope people jump on board and have a movie that gives them some hope and gives them some positivity instead of all the negative stuff that the news just wants to pile on us every day. And let's get past our fear, folks. I mean, I don't say be safe. I say be reckless. Get out there. We know who we need to protect. We know the people that are more inclined to pass away from this, just like the same people who are more inclined to die from the flu that's been around forever. Vaccine for how many years? 80 years now, and still 50,000 people a year die from the flu.
Right.
So we can't hide away from everything forever. We got to get out there and live our lives.
Well, Kevin, what was it for you in this movie? I mean, you stayed pretty busy even during this pandemic, you and Sam both. And, you know, congratulations for that. God has continued to use you mightily. But in this particular movie, I mean, you got quite the cast. You've got an Academy Award winner, Myra Sorvino, and then, of course, Peter Coyote, Emmy winner. And, you know, it's quite the cast that came together, all behind a 98-year-old first-time filmmaker. What a backstory.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think we're all drawn to it, and it's really cool, I think, to have Lawrence Jaffe be part of this thing. He's a 98-year-old Jewish gentleman. I think he's doing what he's doing because it's his first film he's ever been part of. But, you know, Richard Corral directed it. Richard was great in it. The script was great. The writing was great. The attitude on set was fantastic. So I think all those things combined, I think, make wanting people to be part of something that had a positive message. And like, you know, we said earlier, we need more movies that have a positive message instead of a negative one. And that's why I'm drawn to movies, not necessarily faith-based movies, but movies that are family-friendly. And I was lucky to be invited to be part of this one.
Yeah, this is the kind of movie that you will come away and you will be uplifted. And again, you'll be challenged, you know, as she says in the movie, is that you too can do miracles, right?
Yeah, and they're out there. Just get past the fear. Just get here. Be open to looking around you and just being more positive. I'm telling people right now that sit around and say, get out of your house. Get out of your house and bike, walk, ride, run, whatever, work out, stretch, do yoga, do stuff. Stop using this as an excuse to just sit around and watch nothing but TV 24 hours a day. You know, make yourself stronger, make yourself healthier. You can fight off any virus if you make yourself stronger and healthier. If you get it, you got a better chance of, you know, getting through it. And so just find a positive way to start living their lives again instead of living in fear.
Kevin, you mentioned this earlier, and I really wanted to come back to this point, is that we are deciding who we're going to trust. who is worthy of our trust? And for me, in, you know, being confronted with that question, the Word of God is clear that we're not to trust a man. We're not to trust a government. We're only to trust Him. He is that solid rock, that consistent promise keeper that we can count on, that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this is what it's come down to, at least for me in our household, is that our trust is in God and in God alone.
Well, that's just it. I mean, people right now, you know, they look at the government as God.
Yeah.
And the thing is about the government getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, Ronald Reagan, one of his, he said so many quotes I love. One of my favorite quotes is, he says, these are the words you need to fear the most. If someone says, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Right.
You know, it doesn't work out that well. Trust me. Mm-hmm. You got an office that are just so power hungry, and they love their power over us right now. We got to fight back, guys. I mean, I don't know how many times I'm tired of these people having 50-year careers in D.C. and all they worry about is getting reelected, and they don't do nothing to really help their constituents whatsoever. We need more people that want to, you know, change the world in a positive way instead of a negative one. Everything is about power and control, and we need to fight back, guys. Wake up.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, you and I and many others are going to have a grand opportunity at the 17th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast, and I'm honored to be, you know, participating with you, you know, virtually for this event, which will be taking place on April the 17th in Vero Beach. Like I said, it's a virtual breakfast, and a lot of outstanding people. Jonathan Kahn, yourself, like I said, I'm honored to be there. Dr. Alveda King, all, you know, with the same message of hope for a nation that is in need of hope and a reset to those things that are real and genuine and legitimate and not false.
You know, I was supposed to be the guy that's speaking there in person, but headed to, you know, let COVID rule the fears, I guess. So we're just doing a virtual one. But I'd rather be there in person. Just did an in-person one in Texas last weekend. I'm heading up to Virginia on a 750 at a pro-life event. So I'm glad that some people are not letting fear control their life. But I'm still honored to be part of this. And I know we got a lot of people giving a great positive message. I think everybody's speaking 5, 6, 7 minutes or something. And
right.
I've sent them it already. So I hope my 2 cents helps wherever way it does, but I told him, I said, if you guys want me to come back next year in person, I am ready to go. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. And again, that'll take place on April the 3rd. I may have said April the 17th, but it's April the 3rd, I believe, the Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast virtual. You can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com, and all the information is right there. Again, back to the movie, The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. Looking forward to it, Kevin. Again, congratulations on the job. Now, what's with you? It's nonstop. There's you know, so my one of my final questions for you is what can we expect next from Kevin Sorbo?
Well, I got 3 movies done in the can. They're coming out. One of them happens to be The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. The other one is called One Nation Under God. It's a high school drama dealing with that phrase, putting back into our Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
My movie, I believe, come out in May or June. Then I have my movie's coming out late spring, early summer. It's called Miracle in East Texas. It's a true story. I directed it. It's written by Dan Gordon, an Academy Award-nominated writer. He wrote The Hurricane for Denzel Washington. He wrote Wire, Kevin Costner. 60 episodes of I Would Have Him for Michael Landon.
Well, Sam is keeping you busy, so God bless you, and thank you again for, you know, coming on the show and telling us about The Girl Who Believes in Miracles. TheGirlWhoBelievesInMiracles.com will be opening up in theaters nationwide this Easter weekend, April the 2nd. Kevin Sorbo, as always, appreciate it. God bless, buddy. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of